bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, horse movies, Dingleberry, and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
Hello? Hi, sir. This is Tom Mabe down the front desk. I'm sorry to bother you so late. Our computer crashed. Was your wake-up call for 8 or 8:30?
Oh, it was 8 o'clock.
Okay, sir. Sorry to bother you. Thanks a bunch.
It's okay. Hello?
Sir, again, I'm sorry about it. It's Tom down the front desk. Real quick, I forgot to ask you. What room are you in?
Don't you have it in your system down there?
Yeah, again, our computer crashed. Look, if you look in the back of your key, it could be in your key or the envelope your key came in.
It's around here. See, I don't know where it is. It's around here somewhere.
Sorry, I hate to ask you this. I'm wanting you to get back to sleep. It may be quicker if you just go to your door and open up your door and the number will be.
Just a sec. Hang on. I'll get it.
At what time is this?
Three in the morning.
It's room 289.
Okay, great.
Well, what time is it? It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yes, yeah, right at 4 o'clock in the morning. We'll call you here in a few hours and get you up.
Well, look, I just want to tell you, I think this is very unprofessional, and your management's going to hear from me in the morning about this. I don't appreciate this at all. I'm going to have trouble getting back to sleep, but it is. I got a full day of events tomorrow. My company's here.
Mm-hmm. And are you here with the telemarketing convention?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, look, let me talk to the man. He's right here. Let me talk to him, okay? Hold on.
For crying out loud.
He's pretty upset. He has a full day of meetings or something, and I woke him. He can't get back to sleep. Okay, great. Sir, are you there?
Yes.
I talked to the manager. We usually don't do this, but I told him the situation and your concerns about getting back to sleep. So here you go. Rock, baby.
Turn out loud. Hey, buddy.
Wind blows your cradle.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have Christy Lee, of course, at the news desk. We've missed a lot already, I think. What have we got over there?
National Park Service officials are saying that an aggressive horse at the Assateague Island National Seashore in Maryland.
Wait, what of it?
Is being relocated.
You're missing the point.
What are you looking at?
What's the name of the place again?
Assateague.
That you be Assateague?
Oh, yeah. He's been on this all morning.
You're giggling like a schoolgirl.
Because it starts with ass?
Yeah.
Assateague Island?
It's being relocated to a wildlife sanctuary in Texas.
You don't even like asses. You think they're disgusting. You like an ass the size of a house cat. We all know it.
Park Service officials said the...
I like a crack. In my asses.
That was one of Mitch Miller's lesser hits.
Everybody!
I like a crack in my asses.
Yes!
And
I like it.
Cleavage on my boobs.
All right. And a hole in my penis. The urine can get out.
I'll finish. It's my song. I'll finish writing it. Assateague, it sounds like the Justice League. Is meaning at Assateague for the
meanwhile at Assateague.
Meanwhile, back at Assateague.
It doesn't matter what's going on in Assateague.
Yeah,
you don't
a mean
get
horse.
It was an aggressive horse that did what?
Yeah, they moved
somebody?
Him. They're just moving him to a wildlife sanctuary in Texas.
Yeah, you're right. So they're moving him from Assateague Island, which
to
is...
Delegates, the harem stallion Delegates Pride has become aggressive with visitors and staff in pursuit of human food. The wild horse had been involved in more than half of the incidents that have resulted in injuries for visitors in the last 5 years.
Sounds like you got a taste of
Krista,
you
were
food.
Right. We didn't care.
No, no one cares. They're moving this horse.
To the Armory Black Beauty Ranch in Murchison, Texas.
Cleveland Amory Black Beauty Ranch.
You want to see Cleveland Amory, TV guide critic?
No, he has a nice animal rescue thing.
You want to see? Who wants to see Josh cry?
I do.
Remember the name of that? Remember the name of that movie, Black Beauty?
Oh boy, good horse. That's a good horse there, Black Beauty. He was other good horses. Hidalgo,
National
Lean
Velvet,
on Pete,
National Velvet,
National Velvet horse.
Yeah.
what is happening?
He cries at horse movies.
I love horse movies, and I always inevitably cry at.
I didn't even know that horse movies was a genre.
Oh yeah,
and it's a genre that has an emotional.
One of my favorites.
What about Seabiscuit?
Love, it's a great movie.
Follow when he comes back and
what was the one they just made a couple years ago?
There were a couple. Lean on Pete was wonderful.
Josh and I saw the preview
for Lean on Pete. We're watching something else, and I went, "Oh, you've got to be serious!" And I looked over; he's misting up.
I believe I said, "I can't wait to see
from the preview."
Was it the kid ran away or something and took
with the horse? Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
They're not going to get Pete.
Yeah,
what sounds? I love horse. This is great. They're moving this horse from Maryland.
To Texas.
Assateague Island to protect the horse. It's a nice, sweet story.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
If you like horse movies, why do you find this interesting? I'm just concerned. I'm just kind of concerned that there's going to be some kind of a barbecue going on when he leaves Assateague Island.
All of a sudden, this
horse is going to be part of a chili cook-off.
I've always heard that horse meat is absolutely delicious.
What?
Yes.
I know you can get it in France.
Yeah.
But, wow.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I prefer my horses galloping. Thank you.
You've had horse meat before, right, Chick?
No.
But it upset your stomach? Didn't it give you the trots?
He slow pitched it to you.
I know. I couldn't think of trots.
It's all right.
Bronze doesn't fit.
Well, Trotsateague is, of course, right near Assateague.
Oh, yeah. Well, thankfully, they didn't move him to another silly sounding town. Being moved to Bum Hump, Texas.
How do you spell Assateague? I'm going to see if there's a high school there.
If there's a what?
High school.
Assateague.
It's an island.
Assateague Island National Seashore in Maryland.
National Park Service.
They have to have a shop with t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Assateague?
I've been in Assateague.
Assateague sound like you're behind is really tired?
Yeah.
I can't go. I can't ride another roller coaster.
You need Geritol.
Do you have Assateague?
Yeah. My ass falls asleep on the toilet seat. Do your guys?
What?
No.
I have no ass padding at all. I have no ass. So
how long are you on there?
Oh, a minute and a half, and my legs are dead.
It's got to be longer than that.
You need more fiber, my friend.
Nothing to do with fiber.
Yeah,
what?
You need more ass.
Yeah, exactly. I need ass.
You need to do some squats, get an exercise bike, maybe.
Stairs.
Yeah. Yes, I don't have an ass.
You can get one. They have surgeons.
The Kardashians can help you.
Plastic surgeons, they put...
I walked in with just the most beautiful bubble butt one day? Like, if you guys had, like, second thoughts about
Brazilian
your own sexuality because my ass was so nice.
My dad's just staring.
Oh, can't get over it.
You want those, like, bookshelf ass where you can...
Yeah, oh, boy, I want an ass you can park a bike in.
When you sit, you're 4 inches taller than you are now. It's so... Oh, God.
Oh, I bet it feels so good to have a big ass.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Christy?
Don't look at me. I don't have a big ass.
Prove it by putting it in my face.
Oh, my goodness. Your ass like a hat.
If you can get your nose out, it's not a big ass, right? What?
You know, so I blame myself. I just enjoyed the name Assateague Island, and look what happened.
Okay.
Do they have t-shirts at the store there?
No, it's like Arcadia High, and there's a tech school. There's no Assateague. It's just schools near Assateague.
Do you think Cyrano de Bergerac? His girlfriend always wanted to 69.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
That nose.
They left that part out, didn't they?
Yeah. That huge business. Nose.
Move forward here.
What's the old joke? Pinocchio's girlfriend?
Yeah, that we know.
Lie to me. Yeah, of
course. See, a nose get bigger when
so there's not an Assateague High School?
No, it's a national park.
One. Yeah, but it's a place. Wouldn't you have a high school there?
In a park?
On an island?
Do they have a park in Yosemite?
Yeah,
it's called Yosemite National Park.
No, they...
Like a high school, he means.
Do they have a high
school? Shut up, everybody.
Grand Teton High? No.
That'd be cool, too.
Yeah.
The Fighting Tetons. Tetons, that's another name for boobies, Willie.
Big fan. Heavy Nats.
Okay.
Heavy Nats.
What would the Assateague team be called?
Oh, God.
The Jingleberries.
That'd be the singing group.
Oh. Yeah. The Jingleberries.
No, the Jinglebears.
Wait a minute. That's funny.
The Jingleberries. They'll be at the Jingleberries now performing our national anthem. Please remove your hats.
I told you guys this. That was the name of a record store in Dayton, Ohio.
Jingleberries?
That word always has grossed me out to no end. I hate it.
They would sing. We have the jingle around here somewhere. The Dinglebears would come out and sing the Dingleberry Jingle.
That's true.
Dingleberry.
Did they know it was funny?
Well,
on purpose?
Well, look. Here it is now.
And now, here's the Dinglebears. Dingleberries, where the merry record shoppers roll.
Wow.
Where the
folks
go
an Oklahoma parody.
Yes, I doubt if they paid the royalty on this. I'm just saying.
Surprised they got permission.
They probably didn't get permission.
What's the whip for?
Keep those bears in line.
Get them off your ass.
Eight more minutes.
Commercials are long back then.
Shut it up.
One more.
Ouch.
Nope. We get the idea.
We'll let it finish.
As sure as our fur coats are hairy.
What a stupid
really?
Song.
Dingleberry.
I can't imagine Rodgers and Hammerstein gave him the okay for that.
But I can't imagine going to a music store with like a hip, cool place. You don't... expect it to have that. Kind right. of
I don't think. I don't think Rodgers and him are going to visit Dingleberries in Dayton anytime soon.
No, but I imagine that their heirs probably hold the rights to that music.
Are they still in business, Dingleberries?
I don't think so. Then there was Magnolia Thunder Pussy. That was another record store.
What
is that? Columbus, right,
Columbus, Ohio.
I'm sorry,
Magnolia Thunder Pussy. These are like actual stories.
A crack of lightning.
Like Thundercats.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
think Assateague's funny. That's why it didn't affect me.
No, what is it called? McAtoo, what is it?
Magnolia.
Thunder.
Pussy.
Magnolia Thunder Pussy.
Uh-huh. Right.
I'll wear my PF flyers over there. lean on that joke for a while and it'll come to you.
I was looking for a place to rent for the upcoming summer vacation, and it had an outside view, and the store that it sits above the apartment was called Octopussy. I go, there's no way I can stay there.
Just above old Octopussy?
What would be this, what would they sell there?
Well, there could be 8 prostitutes.
Could be.
Yeah. Thanks. That was direct.
I thought maybe it was a James Bond thing.
Probably. Yeah, maybe it's a spy shop.
Yeah. I wonder if anybody has a Magnolia Thunderpussy t-shirt. I'd love one.
Dude, they've got to be out there.
They've got to be.
That's a heck of a name.
You know, I bet Josh Sneed has one on his website.
Yeah, I bet Josh can make you one.
I mean, anybody I really like would have a t-shirt like that. That would be good.
Do they have a... did they have a logo that you were calling?
Sort of a Georgia O'Keeffe.
I think it was like a barn.
Seashell.
I think it was a giant barn taken from a long way away. With the doors both open.
And a lightning bolt in the background somehow justify the ridiculous name that they
wasn't red. It was kind of purplish. Magnolia.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, this will help. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Donnie, how are you, sir?
I'm good. I used to be in a band called Thunderpuss.
Wow.
I swear to God. Had posters, stickers, all of it.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm super stoked about Kentucky Derby this weekend.
All right.
The only bad part is I can't even go to Churchill Downs this year in person, though.
Why not?
I drive up there, too, but I'm being caught all this week because Patty Ferguson's making me take a maternity test.
Oh, man.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Every time Patty's late going on a bleed, she accuses me of putting a baby in her.
Really?
But I ain't worried, though, because I got it on tape, you know? And I've watched the tape over 100 times. And unless she's got ovaries on her shoulder blades, that's my baby. I swear to God. Now, like Dr. Fauci says, science. So I can't wait to show up in court. But anyways, now that that's over, let's talk cash. Because last week,
yeah.
I don't know if I told you guys, I hit for $500 on a daily doubler scratcher.
Nice.
And I thought I'd see if I can maybe parlay that into like an inflatable jacuzzi and a 4-car carport to put it under.
Good idea.
All from just betting on the Derby, because my money's there. And the fact remains, you always make big money when you bet on the unknown horses in the early races. Not
That's
everybody
right.
knows about
That's
that.
Right.
Well, my cousin Lonnie gave me a whole list of surefire winners for this weekend.
Oh, good.
Let me write them down. Okay, go ahead.
Well, Tom, in the first race, it's Thunderous Dump. I swear to God.
Okay.
Now, Josh, he's got some vision issues, but he's happy, healthy, and has a famous jockey, Pedro Bonero, saddled up this year.
Pedro.
Oh, and barring a real bad start, he should lay within 2 or 3 lengths of the early pace and blow it out at the clubhouse turn.
Okay.
And was that Pedro Bonero?
Bonero.
Okay. Thunderous Dump, apparently, the name of the...
Now, in the second race, she's a real dark horse. Starting on the outside, it's Blumpkin Pie. Favorite by some, but certainly not a favorite of the ladies for whatever reason.
Oh, I can tell you.
Well, in the third race, you can count on a big win from Money Shot this year. Especially if the race comes down to a photo finish. This horse loves to run on the inside, too. Just hope there ain't a lot of traffic, because sometimes it gets railed. In the fourth race, I'm going to lay $50 on the thoroughbred legend Slump Buster.
Mm.
Now, she's the heaviest of all the horses, but she's always there for last call.
Sure,
swear to God.
Sure.
Now, in the fifth race, put your money on a filly known as Please Pull Out. Lickety Splits is always running up front in that one.
Okay, of course.
In a big race, I'm putting my money this year on Astro Glide. I swear to God. He's the talk of the backstretch. Oh, and he runs okay in dry conditions, but he's real good in the mud.
Oh, boy.
Oh, and speaking of good mudder, my court date with Patty Ferguson's here in 2 hours. So I'll stop by my Uncle Sonny's to borrow a suit and tie and some breath mints, you know, for the judge. I gotta go.
Okay. Some good picks there, I think.
Yeah.
A woman celebrated her 100th birthday by skydiving over Sebastian, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
We have the audio.
Don't worry about the parachute.
We do. Okay.
Oh, that was
the audio of her skydiving.
Either her vagina or her bum.
I thought you were going to do a descending sort of.
A hollow whistle.
According to WPTV.
We got to go.
We're the naval boat of TV stations.
Miss Raymond Sullivan jumped out of a plane courtesy of a facility.
How are you saying that?
Raymond Sullivan jumped out of a plane courtesy of a facility known as Skydive Sebastian Monday. Miss Sullivan, who had served as a nurse on the front lines in World War II,
told
the station, quote, "I had never done it. I've done a lot of things in 100 years, so I thought I must do it while I can."
Good for her,
it's
man.
It's scary,
man.
I would say it is. When asked if she would try skydiving again, the centenarian said, no.
Okay.
That would be, I mean, if something had gone wrong, it'd be a much better story.
Hang on. Let's hear him out.
So how did your grandma pass? Broken hip? No. Skydiving.
Broken everything.
Jeez.
Woman's a hero.
Broken open.
Yeah. And after the effects of gravity on her body, for the first time, her boobs actually were up in her chest.
For the first time in a long time. That's
Thank you. Yeah, let's be honest. About it. I'm so sorry.
Good one, Tom.
No, you're not going to do the story that I asked you to do. Right?
Nope.
Why not? I'll do it.
We have no time right now.
That's a cop out.
It's in such poor taste that we probably shouldn't do it.
I see.
Not now. We need to hold on to it.
I'll run it by Josh off the air.
Okay. I'll show you know what my right now.
Yeah. Let me see.
Okay. Don't read the story. Just, what do you think?
You're making
It's
do you know what it is, Willie?
No idea.
It's a story about something that happened that is in such poor taste.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it's just awful.
What were they thinking?
It's awful.
We'll be back with that story next.
No,
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.